144, 144.
Sitting on the steps to his uncle's apartment over the garage, Nipper had thought he was far enough away from Sammy the parrot to not hear it screeching.
The Yankees are the worst. 144.
He wasn't. Somewhere behind his neighbor's house, Missy Snodgrass's double-triple super-awful pet bird squawked and blabbed. Nipper's Yankees were in big trouble, and the parrot made sure he knew it.
"Did you hear that?"
said Mr. Spinner.
144.
Nipper turned to see his dad. He stood a few feet away, smiling and waving a yellow mitten-covered hand. In his other hand, he was holding up a fresh, steaming waffle with a pair of tongs.
"That's a gross, son," said Mr. Spinner. "Remember?"
"Yeah, Dad, I remember," said Nipper. "A dozen dozens is one gross. That rotten bird is squawking about a gross of games."
Ever since Missy had stolen his baseball team, the Yankees had been on an endless losing streak. It was a major league catastrophe.
"Cheer up, son,"
said his dad, waving the waffle tongs in front of him.
"I've made you breakfast."
Nipper caught a whiff of the fresh waffle. It smelled delicious. The aroma was soothing. He would love a waffle. He would have one, maybe two, maybe three waffles. Three. Nipper snapped out of it. Three more games. His Yankees only had three games left. He looked over to the Snodgrass yard. He squinted and tried to spot Sammy the parrot. He kept looking until his gaze fell on the back of the Snodgrass house. Nipper watched a green dot flickering on the covered porch.
"Come back inside with me," said Mr. Spinner. "When waffles get cold, the flavor decreases."
Nipper turned back to face his dad. In the 4 months since Mr. Spinner had taken over as the family's official breakfast maker, he had become a breakfast perfectionist. Nipper's dad applied science and math to waffle making. Normally, that was awesome. But today, it was just a distraction.
"I'll be there in a minute,"
Nipper said. He watched his father walk back across the pavement and disappear into the kitchen. Then he looked again toward his neighbor's house.
"A gross of games," he repeated.
Nipper felt like he was caught in a gross game. The New York Yankees had just lost their 144th game in a row. If they lost three more times, they'd be finished. Gone. No more. According to Rule 1313, Section 13, any baseball team that loses 147 games in a season gets kicked out of the league. Their bats are chopped into firewood, and their uniforms donated to community musical theater groups. He couldn't let it happen. Not musical theater. Not his Yankees. His precious, super awesome Yankees. Nipper eyed the paper bag in his hand. He had been carrying it with him ever since he and his sister had escaped from the clandestine League of Unstoppable Daredevils, a band of skateboarders, surfers, and gymnasts, also known as the Cloud. He uncurled the top and peeked inside. Good. The special thing inside the bag was still there. He was going to need it, if he was going to save his team.